Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest some worst thing happen to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in today's Gospel, we hear how our Lord gave health to a man on a Sabbath. He had a very difficult injury, and he couldn't even help himself to be healed, or to walk, or do anything, and was totally dependent on the help of others. But also we see that our Lord was the one who was ready to help him, and he was ready to do this even though it was a Sabbath on the day where no one was allowed to do any work. And doing this, our Lord showed that he was the master of Sabbath, and that no matter what day it is always good and just to help your fellow men in need. And the condition of this sick man is comparison with the miserable and ill state of the whole mankind. All of us need to be redeemed and helped by our Lord. But our Lord did something much more than just gave health to this poor man. He made him whole. That is, he cured not only his body, but his soul as well. And we remember today that no matter how ill we are or how healthy we are, we always need a Redeemer, our Lord, to cure us from the diseases in our soul called sins. Our Lord also warned this cured man not to fall back into sin, because a relapse, that is taking again a sinful life, easily leads to impenitence and therefore the everlasting death. So our Lord gave very important lesson to this man, which was much more important than the cure which he gave to his body. So we do not always see what kind of a situation man truly is. We see that he might be ill, or we see that he might be healthy, but the state of his soul is something hidden of us. But we know that everyone needs some sort of cure to their souls if they want to achieve heaven. And to demonstrate this, I'll tell you a story about a husband and wife who lived long, long time since, and who were totally different. The man was modest and gentle, while the woman was dissolute and had a bad character. And the life which this husband lived was a very poor. He was poor, so he was compelled to earn his living with hard work by tilling the ground. And his failing health frequently confined him to his bed with some grievous illness. So when he was in health, he had to groan under the burden of excessive toil. And when he was ill, his pains forced him from him cries of suffering all day long. And at length, after a very troublesome life, and after most cruel agony of death, he died to his pains. And when this man died, it seemed as if the heaven in its wrath was spending its fury in storms, because at the day when this man died, there was lightning and thunder, which for 3 days broke over the earth. So intense was the rain that flooded it, and that it was impossible even to carry the poor man's corpse to the church. All the neighbors who saw this and who took their cue from these occurrences of weather rashly then judged that this man must have been a great sinner, since heaven armed itself seemed to go against him, and the earth refused to allow him a grave, and he had to do all these sufferings even when he was living. Certainly his destiny was not a bright one, and his life was a waste. On the other hand, this man's wife, amid all of her evil and wicked ways, she led a most prosperous life. She was loved and courted by everybody and enjoyed continual happiness. She never had fever or headache or the slightest sickness or any trial to disturb her peace of mind. Reaching at length at the end of her days, she died very calmly and on so beautiful and bright day that heaven itself seemed to have made a plan to make her death as tranquil as possible. And all the neighbors saw and said that this woman must have been very virtuous, loved by God, and end her life to the very happy destiny of soul. Then at night after the wife's death, one of their daughters was pondering the wretched life and miserable death of her good father, and then the prosperous career and peaceful end of her mother. She thought the one happy and the other unfortunate, just like the neighbors, and she began to plan in her own mind a sketch of life which would be like her mother, who had been happy. And suddenly the daughter saw before her a man, tall of stature and of dignified presence, and this man asked what were the thoughts she was turning over in her mind. She was terrified at this apparition and at the question, and the girl trembled but held her peace. Then the man said to her, "I know what you are thinking of. Come with me, and I will show you your mistake." And taking her by the hand, he led her into so beautiful and delightful a place that it seemed an earthly paradise. There the daughter saw her father, who came forth to meet her, and embracing her, called her by the tender name of daughter. The girl wanted to stay with him in this garden of delights, but her guide would not allow it, and once more led her by the hand down the mountain into a dark cave, and the cave echoed with yells, screams, gnashing of teeth, and wailings. And there she beheld her mother in a furnace of fire, and heard her lamenting her former evils and bad deeds of her life. The girl was, of course, very frightened at this vision, but as soon when the apparition had vanished, she gave herself entirely to a life of holiness, after her father's example, not her mother's, and she persevered in this course till her dying day. This vision was told by one of the fathers of desert, and it is a true story, since that was told to this father by this girl herself when she had grown an old woman and when she had attained a high perfection in spiritual life. And this story clearly shows what the gospel of today tells us, that the trials God sends us in this life, they are not real evils, though they may prove hard to bear when we live in this world. But the hardship which we face are rather a great opportunity for us to grow to love God on account that we use well these graces of difficulties which God in His goodness desires to give us. So children, remember on your life when you grow up that evils which you face, in the, whether bodily illnesses or poverty, they are not true illness. Of course, God wants to deliver you from these evils as well, but the true evils and those which are absolutely necessary to throw away and get rid of are the evils which affect your soul, namely sin and your own evil desires or pride or any kind of bad which you want over the goodness of God. Remember then these words of our Lord that He has come to make us whole. He can and He will make us whole in the soul already in this life and then in the eternal paradise, like this daughter saw her father embracing her and calling her dear daughter. In the future, everlasting life, all of us truly have been made whole, healthy both in mind and in body, and seeing the goodness and love of God for all of our days, and freed from all tribulation, illnesses and sicknesses and all the troubles which you suffer here below. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.